What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are always on tap. Who was wearing a Funky Buddha hat today? Tyler, our promotions director, was rocking a Funky Buddha hat today at one of our meetings. Ah, I see a video from Duncan Robinson. I was sad earlier today, Appel, talking with Wes, thinking back to the fact that like everybody from that 2023 run, other than Tyler, Nico Jovic, who didn't play, and Bam Adebayo, they're gone. Absolutely, well, just gone.
The Duncan one, like, that actually strikes a chord with me, too. Like, that Duncan feels like the epitome of what this supposed, not supposed, what we consider Heat culture to be, right? A guy comes out of nowhere, becomes a prolific three-point shooter, gets a big money contract, and then, you know, just kind of wears out his welcome, and then it's time to move on. It just kind of stinks, because, like, Duncan felt like our guy.
All those guys were, though. Max Strus, Gabe Vincent. Like, all those guys were our guys. The funny part is none of those guys were anybody's guys until we made the finals, or the Heat made the finals in 2023. Then they were our guys. When they're talking about the undrafted players.
LeBron begging to play with Gabe Vincent. We need Gabe Vincent with the Lakers.
Yeah, and the entire coverage of the NBA Finals that year was the Heat doing it with undrafted players. Players nobody's ever heard of. And we're like, yo, those are our guys. And then now, yeah, no longer our guys. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show. Josh Appel is in. Hawk and Crowder are off. They will be back tomorrow. Should be back tomorrow. If not, Appel, what are you doing tomorrow? 2 to 6.
I guess I'll be here if you want me.
All right, let's do headlines so we can get back on track here. And there's actually...
We've been trying to get back on the clocks for like 4 months when we do the show together.
I'm not doing a great job at staying on the clocks today. I'm not. Hey, what do you think? We talked about this yesterday in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. What do you think the four major cities in the United States are?
The four major cities. Okay. New York, LA, Chicago, Miami. That would be my four.
Those are your four? So no Philly, no Dallas, no Boston, no Vegas.
Nah, I'm going to stick with my four. I'm assuming because you're following up that I'm wrong and Miami's not one of the four.
Oh, no. I put Miami in there 100%. It was just that entire bit yesterday was just to piss off Hawk and tell him that Chicago doesn't belong on that list. And it worked to an absolute T. Yesterday, it worked to perfection.
How mad was he? I got to go back and listen.
I got Crowder on the hook. I got him with me to just hate on Chicago. It worked perfectly. Crowder leaned right into it.
The bean. I mean, like, get over yourself.
Apparently, there's somebody stuck inside the bean. Have you heard about this? There is a man inside the bean. Yeah.
Right now?
Look it up. There's a man inside the bean. He was born.
I'm still trying to.
The baby.
I'm still trying to gather myself.
There was a baby.
Hawk told us about.
There was a baby meeting. Put in the bean when the bean was constructed, and they have secretly fed the baby. The baby has grown, and now there's just a man stuck inside the bean.
I don't believe it.
Would you be interested in trying breast milk ice cream?
I did hear this segment yesterday.
Never mind. We don't have time. Let's do headlines. Yes. Let's do headlines. They're brought to you by our friends at Dural Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Dural Kia. So the Miami Dolphins have made a roster move. Those of you who wanted the Dolphins to add depth at the cornerback position, or just add a body at the cornerback position, The Miami Dolphins have accomplished that. They have added a body to the cornerback position. They have signed Cameron Dantzler Sr. Played in the UFL and CFL last year. Hasn't played in the NFL since when? 2023, Appel?
2023. Played a couple of games.
Yeah. So I like this from Barry Jackson. The Dolphins seem to like taking a flyer on former mid-round cornerbacks who started early in their careers but have either had modest roles recently, Sheffield, or been out of the league recently, Dantzler, the guy they signed today. And he says, not that there's anything wrong with that. As for older players, there is one highly accomplished older cornerback off injury who would love Fins to sign him. We were reminded again today, but Miami for now is investing in youth and these no-risk flyer players like Dantzler.
Did you see his follow-up to that? I'll read it. Let's take turns reading. It's like popcorn reading. Accomplished player below prefers his name not be made public. I know who it is, obviously. That's Baz saying that. There's not much out there. There's obviously a reason Asante Samuel off a serious injury hasn't been visiting Miami or anywhere else in the past month. Dolphins made two previous offers to Rasul Douglas, so not sure if they bother making a third. I wonder who the mystery corner is, like Stephon Gilmore or something like that? Marcus Peters, maybe?
It's got to be Stephon Gilmore. That's my
guess. Come on down.
Anyway, Stephon Gilmore. Listen, that does a little something more to me than Cameron Dantzler. Right? I mean, doesn't that do a little something more to you?
Well, I've heard of Cameron Dantzler, but I've really heard of Stephon Gilmore. Now, I don't know how much
you keep saying you've heard of Cameron Dantzler, and I just don't believe you. I don't believe anybody who says that they've heard of Cameron Dantzler.
Brother, I don't know what to tell you. Not to brag, but I'm going to the year 9 doing games in the NFL. Yeah, I've had the Vikings and the Saints over the last few years.
That's fair. That's 100% fair.
Stephon Gilmore, last a Pro Bowler in 2021 with Carolina. Last 3 years, three different teams, Colts, Dallas, and the Vikings, ironically enough. He's had at least one interception each of those years, knocking right around 10 pass breakups a season. I'm talking myself into this. I know that he's going to be 35 in September, but hey, Stephon, if you got some snaps left in you, brother, I'm ready for it.
Who would you rather have, Mike Hilton or Stephon Gilmore starting for you week one in Indianapolis?
Well, I mean, they play Gilmore's on the outside, and then Hilton's going to play the nickel. So I conceivably you could have both. It's do I want Storm Duck or do I want Stephon Gilmore? And
Hawk seems to be all in on Storm Duck. He was
because he likes his name.
He was all in. I do as well. I love
the name.
How
do you not?
I love the name.
But it's totally a name thing.
The Dolphins also made some more roster moves today. They officially announced Matthew Judon today, and they've also decided who their punter is going to be. The great punter showdown has been decided, and the battle's over. Jake Bailey has won. So year 3 of Jake Bailey punting for the Miami Dolphins is coming up.
You know, we're talking about great names. It is unfortunate that the Dolphins are losing a Stonehouse. Stonehouse is a great name.
Excellent name. Better than Jake Bailey. The Dolphins are going to face, according to Shane Steichen, Colts head coach, Daniel Jones, week one. We've covered that extensively today. But we also found out that the Hurricanes, they're going to face CJ Carr. He's going to be under center for the Fighting Irish. August 31st, Hard Rock Stadium, Orange Out, Canes, Notre Dame. CJ Carr will start versus Miami.
Yeah, bad hairline for CJ Carr.
Give us great analysis on Cameron Dantzler and Stephon Gilmore, and then that's your analysis on CJ Carr. Excellent.
I mean,
excellent work.
What else is important here?
A couple other things we haven't gone to today. USA Hockey announced 44 players who are going to attend the U.S. Men's Olympic Orientation Camp. And a couple Panthers players were on that list. Seth Jones on that list. He'll be there. And then Matthew Tkachuk was as well, but he's injured. So he's going to be unable to attend. My guess is Matthew Tkachuk will be at the will be representing the U.S. if healthy in the Winter Olympics. There is no doubt in my mind.
Friend of the show, Brady Tkachuk, I believe, was also on there, and Seth Jones, friend of the show. And by friend of the show, I mean Solana and I each talked to them on the ice after the Stanley Cup. Neither of them have actually appeared on the show.
Elite moment, though. Elite moment.
Friends of the show.
Yes. Did anybody else get a notification today that John Wall retired and think to themselves they were on drugs? Like what year am I in?
Yeah, I got that message too.
That happened 6 years ago.
What happened there? How did we all miss John Wall hadn't retired yet? What happened there?
I don't know.
Is it that thing where guys just kind of like don't officially retire just in case someone wants to kick the tires? And then the writing is very obviously on the wall and they finally accept the fate of, all right, it's time to go.
Hey, in case anybody was wondering, Joel Anthony wants to announce his retirement today as well. Yeah, I mean,
Warden.
He hasn't the Warden. Love the Warden. John Wall hasn't played since 2023. And when I say he hasn't played, I say that with air quotes. He was signed to the Clippers. He didn't play. Like he was a whatever player on the Clippers. It was kind of like a last ditch effort for him to get back in the league. He got traded to Houston, and then he was just waived a couple days later. He hasn't been in the NBA in over two seasons.
Great Dougie, though.
Excellent Dougie. Iconic. Paul George.
Literally.
Paul George remains the last player now in the NBA from that 2010 draft class. If you want a few old, Paul George.
Gordon Hayward done?
Yeah, Gordon Hayward retired.
Huh, I missed that notification.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha, happy hour. Welcome back to the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha, happy hour is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. We had some good vibes today, and now it's time to toss it over to Hurricane Hotline. Before we get out of here, though, just a little recap of what we learned today as far as the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins have a new cornerback. They have added some depth at the cornerback position, and Cameron Dantzler, the senior, is the newest member of the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins have also decided who their punter is going to be, so the battle of the punters is officially over. Jake Bailey returns for year three, and I think really the most important part of today's practice news is that Jalen Phillips practiced after missing last week with an undisclosed injury. And one thing I didn't mention, Alec Ingold and Mo Camara, they were in red non-contact jerseys. Both are in concussion protocol. No Devon Achane at practice today either. And we know it's very unlikely that he'll practice or be available for Saturday's preseason game. So there you go. If you're getting out of work, just getting in your car, those are the important updates today regarding the Miami Dolphins. We'll get out of here now. That way, Hurricane Hotline, first one of the season. It's almost Canes, Notre Dame. And this week is week zero in college football. So college football is here. So Joe Zagacki with Hurricane Hotline is next. Go Marlins tonight. And I'm sure Hawk is rooting hard for the Reno Aces. They play the Salt Lake Bees at 9 p.m. Thank you very much to Chris Whittingham, who joined us today, to Wes Goldberg, who joined us today to talk some Heat, and to Aronde Gadsden as well. Thanks to Josh Chappelle for filling in today. Thank you very much to Jimmy. Congrats to him after his Real Madrid got a 1-0 victory today, thanks to a Kylian Mbappe penalty kick to beat Osasuna. Hawk, Crowder, and I will all be back tomorrow, right here on the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show. Adios, Miami.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.